This podcast is dedicated to your personal and spiritual growth. The Pamela Cummins Show will take you on a journey to enhance yourself, relationships with others, your dream interpretation skills, your love life, intuitive abilities, and so much more. Are you ready to begin? Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Pamela Cummins Show. I'm your host, Pamela. And today, for my last episode, my last podcast episode, I'm going to talk about how dreams change as you age. I will mostly speak about dreams that we have during the daytime, although our dreams of the nighttime often point out our desires to achieve in our lifetime. I will go over two different aspects when it comes to our dreams. The first is having an inclination to do something, whether that is to write a book, create a business, be an actor, become a doctor, or whatever your heart's desire is. These dreams remind me of when a teacher would ask their young students what they wanted to be when they grow up. A police officer, an astronaut, president, or whatever their young minds came up with. These dreams are important, yet often go by the wayside. Why? Because of the following six reasons. 1. Not enough money to go to school or to get the training you need for your business or career. 2. It's not our dharma. And dharma is what your life's gift to the world is. Being a doctor, being a motivational speaker, whatever. And because it's not your dharma, it means you were meant to do something else with your life. 3. Got married and put your dreams on hold. Either you needed to support your family or maybe stay home and raise your family. 4. Now is not the time, but it's going to happen later. For example, for years I wanted to write a book, even attempted once in my 30s. Yet, I needed more life experience before I could write my first book. 5. Allow others to discourage us. And what do I mean by that? Oh, that's never going to happen. Just give up. Why don't you get a stable job? That's so risky. Or what a dumb idea. Please don't listen to those people. Do what your heart's desire is. Instead, prove them wrong. And the last reason, number 6, is laziness or giving up. Many people crave the title of something and go all gung-ho. However, when they realize the amount of work that's involved, they either say, oh, forget it. This is too hard. It's never going to happen. Or the laziness comes in. They'd rather go out with their friends, watch TV, or do anything but do the work for their dreams. My advice to you is don't give up. It doesn't matter if you go to medical school at the age of 50 or start a business at 60 or graduate college at 95. What matters is whatever your heart's desire is, to please go for it. So on your deathbed, you can say, I did my best and I went for my dreams. Yes. The second aspect is something, quite honestly, I'm guilty of. And that's having too many dreams on our plate. We want to do everything. We want to do this. We want to do that. I can do it all. It's funny because I hear two different sides of this. Many business experts say to focus on one thing, one niche, in order to market your business and for it to grow. Yet, I've heard other people say that it's important to have two or three money-making skills because if one thing dries up, you have another way to make money. Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever gone to somebody else's website and thought to yourself, they do so many things, how can they be good at all of it? Well, as humans, we often have more than one skill, but we only have so much time. We can't do everything. And another thing is, as we go through life, our desires often change. Just like who we are at the age of 25 and we want a certain love partner is definitely going to change when we're 50. Why? Because we've gone through life experiences. Maybe we've had some bad relationships. We know better now. We're not so young and innocent. Or we've just changed and grown. We need somebody totally different to enhance our lives. Now, since this is my last show, I'm going to talk about my experience with this and why I'm letting go of this podcast. And quite honestly, in my prior podcast, I preferred not to share too much about myself because I know people often get bored when the host just talks about themselves. But since it's my last podcast, I'm going to do it. Perhaps having too much on my plate and thinking I could do it all started with my first full-time job where I did many aspects at a men's clothing store. I was a cashier, I answered the phone, I stocked their shelves, I did bookkeeping, and much more. Perhaps this is the reason why I've always done many different skills since 1993 during my self-employment. I was a hypnotherapist, energy worker, massage therapist, I had a short stint in matchmaking, I did wedding ceremonies in New Jersey since I'm an ordained minister. During this time, I did dream interpretation, psychic readings, coaching, writer, and author. Whew, I'm just getting tired just listing them all. For almost a decade, I focused on love relationships and being a psychic coach. The dream interpretation was always there, but never the main focus. I wrote 3 books on love and relationships while writing 2 columns for Bill Esprit. The Love Channel was on love and relationships, and the other column was In the Dream Time, where I would interpret readers' dreams, and I still write that column. Then I wrote a book on dream interpretation, and a year ago, I wrote the book Personal Growth Affirmations. In 2018, I had 3 websites, a podcast, wrote 3 columns, a Facebook group, and was blogging for 2 of those websites. Whew. At the end of 2018, one writer's job ended. It was probably a God thing. I let go of the relationship column, the love channel, just let it go. And I combined 2 of my websites. And I decided to stop focusing on love and relationships and more on personal growth and spirituality because you can't have a quality love relationship or relationship with anybody else unless you focus and change and grow spiritually and have your own self-growth that expands. Recently, I got an Akashic Record reading from Kay Sanders, who was a guest on a couple podcasts prior, and I highly recommend you listen to that. In a nutshell, this reading said, it's time to focus on what I would really love to do and let go of what really isn't needed. What kept on coming up to me every time I would meditate about this was dream interpretations and all the projects I could create around it. When I focused on just doing personal spiritual growth, quite honestly, nothing was coming up. No projects were coming up. With the dream interpretation, I came up with a bunch of classes that I can do live or have online courses, 2 books, and even an oracle deck. Now, here's a really cool thing. I can combine the dream interpretation with personal growth. You see, just like a goal a person has, if you just think about it, but don't apply it and do the work, nothing changes. Your life remains the same. So if you're receiving dream messages on what to do, if that's to clear up an issue or your life direction or whatever it is, you need to do the wisdom of your dreams work for your personal and spiritual growth to create the life you've always dreamed of. So this is my goal, is to interpret your nighttime messages and help create the daytime wisdom. And that's where the personal and spiritual growth coaching comes in. But first, I need to either teach you how to analyze your dreams or interpret your dreams of the nighttime. Okay, so once again, here I go, adding more stuff to my plate. So what do I need to remove? Well, I'm letting go of a Facebook group that I don't have the time for. And honestly, I really don't have the desire to work on. And this podcast. As much as I love podcasting, I know I spend a lot of time on creating this podcast. And just so you know, when you're a podcaster, you have to make sure that your room that your podcasting is set up. That takes time. Write the show, because sometimes it's hard just to wing it. record the show, and sometimes you need to record a couple episodes and pick the best one. That's what I often do. Edit the show, and if you have a guest, it takes a long time. Imagine editing 30 minutes. That takes a long time. Then you need to obviously release the show, write the show notes for it, for your blog, and then market it. That's a lot of time. I just don't have it that amount of time if I'm going to be focusing on dream interpretation or those other projects. Hopefully, by sharing my personal experiences, it not only motivates you to achieve your dreams, but to let you know it's okay if you need to change your dreams and work on new goals. As you grow and change, your dreams change. With sadness, I say goodbye to this podcast. Yet, I'm proud that I left my audience with 46 episodes. That's nothing to sneeze about. And quite honestly, it's better than nothing. I ask that you please keep in touch with me. You can visit my two websites. The first is www.pamelacummins.com, and the second one is learndreaminterpretation.com. And of course, I'll put those links in the show notes. And when you go to those websites, don't forget your free gifts. Namaste, people, and please stay in touch. Bye-bye.